read you through the landline. You guys both read me through the landline.
That's perfect. Okay, the first thing I want to do, tell John I'm going to do it exactly like he wants. Okay. The camera is under the seat. I hope. Let me look. Yeah, camera's there. Dad, did you do something with the dust brush?
No.
It was under the seat, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure it is, because I'll need it out there.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know that it's there now.
Well, I want to make sure that I can get something to dump with.
Okay, and Jack, as you go out to the Alsip, let me
get
in on your 3 hours worth of work out there repairing the Alsip, all right? Over.
Okay, go ahead. I'm here.
Okay, number one, we want to retrieve the UHT, and I quote, tap sharply. That's sharply on the gimbal, which is the center section there with a little square metal piece in the middle. Tap sharply on the gimbal with the UHT, and then re-verify the level on the LSG. We'll check response to emission control after you've done that.
You mean tap on the thing that swings?
That's what they
do. You always wanted to do that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me see if I can get a clean UHD to do that. Okay, Bob, everything is zero.
Okay, and I'll be talking to Jack here, Gene, for a while. Well, you can interrupt him with your comments over, talking over me, and I'll try and copy him.
One comment, I got a flag on the other battery, 139 degrees.
Okay, we copy that.
How much is sharply?
Sharply is, sharply, it's probably not heavily, but sharply. Fairly light, but sharp.
On the edge?
No, you see that little square metal piece
on
there?
The edge?
You see that little square metal piece on there? You could just
put
that
on. Oh, yeah. Put a metal piece on. Okay. Here it goes. I did it.
Okay, and then it says...
Want me to do it again?
Stand by.
That was sort of a moderate hard tap.
Go ahead and hit it
harder. Level.
Hit it harder, please.
Okay. Okay. I can hit it harder yet.
Okay, we've observed something there. Stand by.
Might be getting TV the way the antenna's oriented right now.
Okay, Jack, go ahead. We'll do some more stuff here. In the meanwhile, while they're thinking about what's wrong with it, did you just tap it again?
No, I didn't touch it. I'm over at the central station now.
Okay, they're looking at it. All right, now we want to take some photographs at the central station and a few selected photographs for the outset. Number one, we want a 7-foot cross sun to the south of the Alsip, central station. And then a 7-foot down sun of the central station. Over.
Okay, 7-foot cross sun to the south.
That's what it says.
And then a down sun.
Roger, 7-foot down sun.
If I tell you what they're trying to get with it, I might be able to help them.
Okay, I presume that what this means is looking to the south. It was cross sun originally. I suspect that's what happened here, the way it was written up. So it's a 7-foot looking at all the switches to make sure you guys turn them the right way, I suppose. And then a 7-foot looking down sun, so that would be facing west, that side of it.
Okay, I got it. Well...
Okay, now, there's a problem with the central station, which they think the south end of it's buried more deeply in the dirt than they had intended, and the central station is at present time getting very warm on the back side, on the south side there, which they believe you probably buried in the ground when you were trying to tilt it to the proper alignment. They're requesting that when you're at the outset, you remove any soil buildup or debris with a convenient tool. They don't want you to touch it because it's fairly warm. But if you have a UHD or something to move it, do you have a UHD with you or something with you that you can brush that soil aside with?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know the...
It is piled up there. That's good call.
Okay, they'd like that brushed away. You can give me a call.
Fortunately, I brought my handy-dandy rover sampler up.
Okay, you can brush that aside and give me a call when you think that's cleared up the way it ought to be. That's probably one of those things we didn't think about when we decided to tilt the central station.
Well, you didn't... You couldn't anticipate the soil, Bob. Very soft. Bob, we are at FIP.
Okay, and Ed Vendel is hard on my back to remind you that it's better to be too far away than too close.
Roger that. I thought I was, but I think I may move just a little bit. Here's a little riser I can give you. All right, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
By the way, Bob, the soil gets more cohesive with depth. I hadn't really noticed that before.
Okay, we copy that.
It's quite a bit more cohesive and about the same down to 3 centimeters out here. And then the cohesion goes up, so it's difficult to scrape with a rover sampler.
All right, copy that, Jim.
Well, I think you can see almost everything from here.
Okay, Gino. And Jack, let me know when you get done scraping that soil away.
I will. Alignment of them all, but I'll get it. Somewhere about there, if I can't tweak it up for you.
Stand by, I'll check.
It's about
30 centimeters away most of the places now.
Okay, that sounds good. We'd like you to return to the surface gravimeter, Jack. What you did had some effect, but not a lasting effect, and we'd like you to wrap even more sharply, more strongly, on the gimbal another 3 times. And we're again watching it, and we'll let you know what to do. And I might tell you that this has all been done recently this afternoon up at Bendix on the quality unit, and it survived it, so we are in pretty real danger, apparently, of destroying it.
Okay. 3 times, huh?
Right. Or up to 3 times.
Bob, don't let me forget to bring a dust brush back when I come.
Okay, I'll mark that down to remind you, and, Jack, you'll be glad to know that the temperature of the back plate there has already dropped 20 degrees, 0 degrees.
Oh, beautiful. Bob, I don't think that bubble's working.
Oh.
How's your signal now?
Stand by, I'll check, but why don't you go to the surface gravimeter?
Bob, how is your TV lens? I don't have a lens brush. It looks good from here. I don't want to use this unless you think so.
Stand by.
Not 3 times.
All right, just get out of the way, please, Jack, and we'll take a look against some bright soil.
What? Now that's me talking to.
Okay, it looks pretty good, Gino. Go ahead.
One of the lens brushes.
Yeah, go ahead. It looks pretty good to us.
Okay. Okay, Bob, here come the wraps. Not 3 times. Okay.
Okay, Jack, it's really fighting us pretty hard. We'd like you to put the UHD in the socket and rock it very firmly. Don't pick it up, but rock it very firmly from side to side in all 4 directions. About move your UHD about 6 inches in each direction while you're doing it.
Okay. Okay, I locked it. It's swinging.
Okay, is it real?
And the level bubble is... centered.
Understand it's in good configuration again as far as alignment and leveling is concerned, Jack. Let's go on and take some more alpha photos and let them think about it for a minute.
Hey, what do you want?
Okay, next one we want some heat flow. We just got late word. They'd like to do it one more time and then call it quits. Roger, the rocking bit one more time.
Bob, I may move the high gain. You see any change in signal?
Stand by.
If you're happy, I won't touch it. Okay, Bob. It's rocked. The shadow bar, the... Jay is aligned to the sun now, and it's level.
Okay, we copy that, and let's go get some outset photos, Jack. I think you got some heat flow photos the other night besides the 2 pans. If you did, these may be redundant. They want the cross sun and down sun of the east pole and the cross sun and down sun of the west pole. And I'm not sure what you got those early. You said you got some extra heat flow, but tell me if you did. They're both, all 4 of these are 7 foot. Go ahead.
I'll get the heat flow pictures. They, one was
think all they're asking for is the 2 7-foot
stereo
pairs. 2 7-foot stereo.
Okay, that's one of them.
Okay, what they're asking for, Jack, is a 7-foot down sun and a 7-foot cross sun, which isn't quite what we've been taking in the past.
I'm getting the standard one, Bob.
Copy that.
Okay, you got the standard documentation.
Okay, go ahead.
7-footers and 7-foot stereos.
Okay, go ahead. Say, can't complain about that, certainly.